弟兄姐妹大家平安。
Peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主的恩典，很快又一个星期，可以又继续在教会来敬拜神。
Thank God that we're able to gather here after another week, to worship God.
奉主耶稣圣名来学习道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I share a few teachings.
今天晚上来谈谦卑行神的道。
And today we'll be discussing the topic of humbly walk in the Word of God.
我们在读历史的时候，会看到很多的过去发生的事情，就好像一面镜子，可以来修正我们的生活。
And so when we read a lot of historical recordings, it's often like a mirror for us to reflect on what we can change.
从这一周的读经里我们从历代志下的第七章开始，这一周的读经是从七章到十三章。
For this past week, our Bible reading was 2 Chronicles, chapter 7 to 13.
那基本上他所讲的人物主要重点就是所罗门的儿子罗波安。
And the main topic of the past recordings were about Rehoboam, Solomon's son.
所以我们到今天是读第十二章。
So we have probably read all the way up to chapter 12.
我们现在先来看一下第十二章的一节经文。
Let's look at a verse in 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志下十二章。
2 Chronicles chapter 12.
第十二节。
2 Chronicles chapter 12 verse 12.
十二章十二节说，王自卑的时候，神的怒气就转消了，不将他灭尽。并且在犹大中间也有善意的事。
Verse 12, when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, so as not to destroy him completely, and things also went well in Judah.
那这个就是圣经在谈到那个罗波安王，他曾经非常骄傲，但是他后来又谦卑了。
Here records how Rehoboam was actually quite proud before, but then he had turned quite humble.
那他谦卑的时候，神的怒气就转消，表示当他骄傲的时候，神就向他发怒嘛。
And so this recording tells us that when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him. Therefore, when he was proud, there was wrath of the Lord upon him.
耶罗波安罗波安这个王是历史上让人觉得说非常可惜的一个人物。
And so in the recording for Rehoboam, everybody feels quite a lot of pity for him.
因为他有一个非常有智慧的父亲所罗门。
Because he had a father that was full of wisdom, which was Solomon.
那写了箴言一千五百首。
And so he
写了非常多的这个智慧的话语但是看起来这个儿子都没有学到。
And he had written about 1,500 different proverbs full of wisdom, and yet his son was not able to learn any of it.
罗伯安王他许多做的错误的事情。都在所罗门所写的箴言里面特别强调说你不可以这样做的，他都做了。
A lot of Rehoboam's mistakes are often highlighted by Solomon in his proverbs, saying that you should not do this.
那他做王的时候，国家分裂了。
And when during his reign, his kingdom had split into two.
因为他忘了他是谁，所以他以为这些百姓他可以随意摆布，他讲那骄傲的话，让百姓的心反了他，结果离开他。
Because he has forgotten who he was, and he thought that the people would be able to follow him wherever he whatever he did.
所以，因为高傲，因为愚昧他的国家几乎灭亡。但是神还给他保留两个支派，让他可以继续当王。
And because of his pride and because of his foolishness, his kingdom almost was destroyed. But God had preserved two of the tribes in order to keep him reigning.
那这个就是圣经里面在讲说，如果一个人骄傲，他的败坏就来了。
And so it shows how if someone is proud, then their destruction comes soon.
那当反过来，当人如果愿意谦卑神就会赐福。
But if someone were to be humble, then God were to bless them.
所以敬畏神的人他就会去留意神所说的道理，就是神要我们能做的或者要过的生活方式。
So those who fear God are able to follow God's truth, and they are able to really fear what God wants us to do.
我们现在先看一下箴言，所罗门当初所讲的
Let's look at a proverb that Solomon had written.
先看一下箴言的第二十二章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 22.
箴言二十二章。
Proverbs chapter 22.
二十二章，读一下第四节。
Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. By humility and the fear of the Lord, all riches and honor and life.
敬畏神，他说，又愿意心存谦卑的人，他会得到富有、尊荣跟生命啊。
So here it tells us that it's only through humility and the fear of the Lord do you receive riches, honor, and life.
但是人如果如果他骄傲起来，他不想要敬畏神了。
But if someone is proud, then they do not fear the Lord.
那我们看一下第十一章。
Let's look at chapter 11.
第十一章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 12.
箴言十一章的第二节。
Chapter 11, verse 2.
十一章第二节说：“骄傲来，羞耻也来；谦逊人却有智慧。”
When pride comes, then comes shame. But with the humble is wisdom.
其实，在箴言里面有很多相关的经文哈，他强调说，人如果骄傲哈，接下去就是败坏。所以，骄傲在败坏之先呢，败坏是骄傲的结果。
And so here in Proverbs, a lot common theme is about how if pride comes, then destruction comes after. So it is a result of pride.
那人如果懂得敬畏神才是最聪明的。
But those who learn to fear God are the most wise.
那敬畏神是智慧的开端，这是在第九章的第十节。
And we can see this, that wisdom is, is of the fear of the Lord, as mentioned in chapter 9, verse 10.
那认识至圣者就是聪明人。
And so knowing the true God is to be knowledgeable.
所以这个所罗门他用一生的这个年岁，他是写的这些智慧的话语，就是要提醒后世的人说，在神面前人需要谦卑。
And so in his late age, Solomon had written all these proverbs and these teachings as a warning to the later generations.
好，我们再看一下第十五章。
Let's look at chapter 15.
箴言十五章。
Let's look at chapter Proverbs chapter 15.
十五章读三十三节。
Proverbs chapter 15, verse 33. The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility.
尊荣以前一定有谦卑啊，那个就是神他会赐福给这个在他面前谦卑的人。
And humility is the beginning of honor. Therefore, God is going to give those who are humble honor.
我们在读罗伯安王的这一段历史记录，我们要看到神到底要我们学什么。
And when we read the recording in the life of Rehoboam, then we must understand what is God trying to teach us.
因为日光之下没有新鲜事啊。
Because underneath the sun there is not a new thing.
这个谦卑哈，今天在这个社会里面哈，看用什么角度看，有人觉得说谦卑人就是不会表扬他自己哈，没有什么自信。
And so in society, if someone was not proud of themselves, a lot of people, they might think that you do not believe in yourself.
谦卑的人不是说什么都不会。
And a humble person isn't just to say that you don't believe in yourself.
其实如果看圣经，真正的谦卑，他是知道自己是谁，他有什么，而且更重要的是他知道他所拥有的是从哪里来的。
Being humble is that they understand who they are, they understand where their talents come from, and they understand what their role is.
那有的人他会看状况说他是不是应该说话或者不该说话，其实这个就是一种智慧。
And people wondering whether or not they should speak or not speak is a form of wisdom.
但是我们在现在这个大环境里面，这个社会里面，一般他会鼓励学生青年，你应该有什么你就要好好的表达，如果 你知道三分，你至少要讲到五分，就是让你不要让别人看不起你，知道你是很有东西的。
And, but in society, in this environment, they teach the youth to say that if you have something, if you have a talent, then you ought to show it, and if you don't, then that means you don't believe in yourself.
那如果你有三，如果你有五分，你也要把它表现出来，不要表现只有剩下三分，人家 让人家觉得说你什么都不会。
And you ought to show at least a portion of your talent, because then people would think that you don't know anything.
那但是这样的一个思维跟圣经里面所教导的，我们有时候要想想看，到底什么才是真正 在神面前要我们过的生活，我们的态度。
And so the things that we learn in society versus the things that we learn in the Bible, we ought to understand what does God truly want us to learn.
我们要明白，今天我们活在这个世上，并不能够照这个社会的习惯他们的做法，而且要回到圣经里面看神到底要我们怎么过日子。
So on this earth, we should not just simply follow the things of the world. Rather, we should understand what God wants us to do.
我们今天题目上所写的说神的道英文是说这个就是神的话哈。
And so the topic of today is the word of God.
那神的道你也可以是一条路，那也可以是神的一个教训，或者是神的法则。
And this can also be translated as a sort of a road that God wants us to walk down.
那神的道，如果按约翰福音看，这个道就是神，那我们就知道道成肉身，所以这个神的道跟主耶稣基督有关系的。
And so if you read in the book of John, it tells us that this word was God and was with God.
所以今天我们要跟从主耶稣，而且要效法他。
So we must be with Jesus Christ and we must understand him.
因为耶稣基督就是这个看不见的神，而且是好像很抽象的这个神的道理，把它具象化在我们人间，跟我们一起生活过的。
Because Jesus Christ is somebody that we cannot see, and He is the Word manifested in the flesh, so we could experience Him.
那所以谦卑最极致的表现，其实是主耶稣身上。
So the true meaning of the essence of humility lies upon Jesus Christ Himself.
那这个是要在所罗门那个时代，他所讲的这些话。很多年以后才会有主耶稣出现的时候，人才会明白说，哦，原来圣经里面所讲的这些道理都应验在耶稣身上，要很久以后才会明白的。
And this humility and this truth that Solomon is talking about only occurs many, many decades later and is manifested in Jesus Christ.
所以主耶稣他就来到世上，就给我们一个什么叫做真正谦卑？他是荣耀的，他是有智慧的，他是什么都知道，但是他表面上看起来好像他什么都不会的样子。
And Jesus Christ is righteous, and He is so wise, and He knows everything in this world, and yet He does not display it to the world, and that's true humility.
那他被这个世界人所轻视，或者是讥笑，他都不会怎样。
And He was judged and mocked amongst the world, but He did not care.
那因为主耶稣知道他从哪里来，他到这个世上要做什么。
Because Jesus Christ knew who He was sent, why He was sent, and who He was.
那我们现在再看历史我们就要把这些人物他所留下的一些教训现在要把主耶稣基督的道理把它结合在一起，然后效法耶稣基督把这个道行在我们的日常生活里。
And so we ought to take the teachings as recorded in the history and then combine it with the example that Jesus Christ gave us so we can live it in our lives.
大卫这个是所罗门的父亲
And so David was
在诗篇里面，他这样写的哈。
So David is the father of Solomon, and in Psalms he writes this.
我们现在如果看诗篇的37篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 37.
诗篇的37篇。
Psalm chapter 37.
第11节。
Psalm 37 verse 11.
诗篇37篇的11节说：“谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。”
Psalm chapter 37 verse 11, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace.
大卫的这篇诗篇在第一节一开始他说不要为那个作恶的心怀不平也不要向那些行不义的生出嫉妒。
This entire psalm, starting from the beginning, David mentions do not fret because of evil doers nor be envious of the workers of iniquity.
那表示说当如果人自以为很了不起，他用他自己的方式在过生活，好像他会过得很富有，很有荣耀的样子。
It's to say that oftentimes people think quite high of themselves, and they have their own methods of living their lives, and they are quite abundant, and they have a lot of money.
在第七节
第七节上。
第七节说：“你不要因为那道路通达的和那恶魔成就的心怀不平。”
Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings wicked schemes to pass.
有些人他作恶，但他很兴旺，他过得好像很舒适啊。
Because there are plenty of people who do wicked things, and yet they let this pass and they prosper.
有时候我们甚至会愤愤不平，跟神抗议说不公平哦。
And we might often complain to God and say this is not fair.
第八节，当止住怒气，离弃愤怒啊，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
Verse 8, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it only causes harm.
第九节，因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候神的必承受地土。
Verse 9, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those who wait on the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
好，那第十节说，还有骗食，恶人就要归于无有，你就是细查他的住处，也要归于无有了。
Verse 10, for yet a little while, and the wicked shall be no more. Indeed, you will look carefully for his place, but it shall be no more.
作恶的人到最后一定是败坏，归于无有。
So here it describes how the wicked soon they shall be no more, and they will only have destruction.
但是谦卑的人承受地土，他会存留，而且他会有平安，有喜乐。
But the meek shall inherit the earth, and they will delight themselves in abundance of peace.
那这个就是圣经里面他先要告诉我们说。人在地上要知道，其实我们人短暂，很脆弱。那其实如果不是神，什么都没有。
And for people who are dwelling on this earth, we ought to understand that our lives are so short and we are so fragile, and without God, we are nothing.
我们现在所拥有的，如果神把它拿走。说拿走什么就我们就全部都没有，都是空的。
And God can easily take away all that we have, and suddenly we have nothing.
如果神赏赐这个人本来好像什么都没有，但是他却会变得很丰富。
But if God is willing, if this person in the beginning did not have anything, then they can be so prosperous.
所以如果能够得到神的喜悦，这个人就是有福气的。
And those who are able to gain the acceptance of God, then they will be blessed.
就好像他是跟这个福气的源头。连上的人，他的福气就源源不竭了。
And so that it's just like as they've been attached to the source of blessing, and they will not cease.
那这些道理，我们如果常常读圣经我们通常会被提醒。
And these truths and these different teachings, if we continue to read it, then we will be reminded of this.
所以神的道他要成为一个光那要指引我们的路，会让我们可以反省，知道说。我现在到底有没有走在正确的路上？
And so God's word is just like a light that shines upon the road and tells us whether or not we are walking in the right direction.
读神的话很重要。
So reading the word of God is very important.
那在圣经里面，他给我们许多的历史的见解，人曾经走过的路线，我们要小心的去看它。
And so the Bible also records several historical recordings that help us understand what we should do and what we should not do.
我们现在看回来历代志下十二章。
Let's continue to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
罗伯安的国坚立，他强盛的时候就离弃了神的律法，以色列人就随从他了。
Verse 1, now it came to pass when Rehoboam had established the kingdom and had strengthened himself, that he forsook the law of the Lord and all Israel along with him.
罗伯安的国坚立其实是因为他愿意听神的话。
So Rehoboam was able to establish the kingdom because he listened to the word of God.
因为当以色列十个支派分裂出去，他本来想要兴兵去跟这些十个支派打仗的。
And so when the tribes have revolted and they have split from Rehoboam, he initially wanted to raise up some troops and then cause a battle.
但是神透过先知示玛雅跟他说你不要去打。
But then God had sent a prophet to tell him to stop this.
那罗伯安他就接受了，他就不去打那战了。
And because of this, Rehoboam listened and he submitted and he did not cause this.
然后他就开始做他可以做的。
He did what he could do.
所以。在第十一章就看到他就开始建设他这个 国境里面一些重要的城邑。
And then he started to assemble the important people in this kingdom.
结果呢，他愿意听神的话之后，神就感动了这些那个圣经说立定心意要寻求神的人，就来归顺罗伯安。
And so so God had actually moved the people that those who are willing to worship the Lord and submit to the Lord, they have submitted to Rehoboam.
这个就是11章的第13节。
And it's mentioned in chapter 11, verse 13.
祭司利未人来了，结果把那些会很看重神律法的以色列十个支派的那些人也带来了。
So the priests and the Levites, those who truly feared God, they came were all over Israel, they took their stand with Rehoboam.
这是第十六节那里说的，以色列各支派当中，凡立定心的要寻求主以色列神的，都随从利未人来到耶路撒冷祭祀主他们列祖的神。
As mentioned in verse 16, and after the Levites left from those from all the tribes of Israel, such as set their heart to seek the Lord God of Israel, came to Jerusalem to sacrifice to the Lord God of their fathers.
这些选民他们都是愿意顺服神的律法。他们知道说敬拜神要按照神说的，所以他们愿意来到圣殿，照摩西律法所记载的来敬拜神，得神喜悦。
And those people who came to Jerusalem are those who truly fear God and understood His word to sacrifice in His temple.
啊，对神的律法不觉得不重要的，他们就顺服耶罗波安所设立的那个另外一套制度，他们就活在北国的地方，他们觉得他们过得也很好。
And those who do not fear the Lord, they decided to side with Jeroboam and live and dwell in the northern kingdom.
但是我们知道，那个等到时间拉长之后，住在北国以色列的百姓，他们整个生命所呈现出来的，跟在犹大国在耶路撒冷敬拜神的人就不一样了。
But then we can see later down in history that the people and the lives are quite different in the northern kingdom versus the southern kingdom.
那罗伯安他这样子哈，愿意照着神的律法来敬拜神，他不敢去动这个神的命令。以后圣经说，神就让他的国位坚定了，强盛起来三年。
And it was only after when Rehoboam had establishedhis ability to worship God, then God had allowed him to establish his kingdom after 3 years.
那是三年里面，在第十七节特别强调说，因为他遵行了大卫和所罗门的道。
It was only because he was able to submit himself in the word.
就是这个大卫跟所罗门的位哈。
It's only when he was able to submit to the ways of Solomon and David.
好，那所以所罗门跟大卫的道，表示说他们现在是愿意照神的吩咐，说祭司立位人要在圣殿工作，百姓如果要敬拜神，你一定要来到圣殿这里来敬拜。
And so the way of David and Solomon is to say that you must sacrifice in the temple, and that you, in order to worship God, you must worship Him in the temple.
就是有关于神所吩咐的，他们不敢把它更改了。
And they cannot change what God had told them to do.
大卫跟所罗门他们在建造圣殿这个过程里面，你就看到神怎么说，他们就怎么做，不敢用人的方法去把它稍微修正都不可以。
So what David and Solomon have done when they built the temple was that they, whenever God told them to do, they would do it and they would not change any of it.
那现在罗伯安他就照着这个大卫跟所罗门敬拜神的道理来做了。
And so it shows that Rehoboam had walked in the way of David and Solomon for 3 years.
好了，所以他现在强盛起来了，神祝福果然没错啊。
And because of this, God had truly blessed his kingdom and him.
因为神祝福那个谦卑人。
Because God blesses those who are humble.
啊，那可是。圣经现在又说了，当罗伯安他强盛的时候，他现在反过来离弃神的律法。
But here it records that when he had strengthened himself, he forsook the law of the Lord.
以色列人就随从他了。
And the all of Israel along with him.
当然，这里所讲的以色列人指的就是犹大国的百姓了。
And here it records Israel, but is referring to the kingdom of Judah.
啊，那现在变成说。怎么会在强盛的时候反过来离弃神的律法？
But why is it that when he is strong, he decides to forsake the law of the Lord?
那圣经在列王记上的第十四章呢，就给我们一个说明哈。
And First Kings chapter 14 gives us a little bit of an explanation to this.
他离弃神的这些做法，具体的什么事情他没有写，但是在列王记上十四章从22节就有写了。
And here it doesn't describe how he forsook the Lord, but in 1 Kings chapter 14, starting from verse 22, it describes it a little bit more, in more detail.
那22节，我们现在看一下，犹大人行神眼中看为恶的事，犯罪触动他的愤恨，比他们列祖更甚。
In 2 Kings
列王记上14:22.
Now Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they provoked him to jealousy with their sins which they have committed more than all that their fathers had done.
他们现在犹大百姓，他们其实随从这个王的，他们现在去惹动了神的嫉妒了。
And because of this, all of Israel, they had followed their king, and then they had provoked the Lord to anger.
那神的愤就是神为什么嫉妒，就是接下去。 这里23节所说的那个原因就是他们在高冈上清水树下竹坛立柱像跟木偶。
And it describes further in verse 23, for they also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars, and wooden images on every high hill.
这个就是他们现在也在各那个高冈上秋坛上拜起偶像来了。
And so it describes how they have created wooden images and idols in these high places.
所以拜神的同时，他们现在也开始。 觉得说好像这样还不够啊，就开始跟外邦人一样去拜偶像。
In the way that they worship God before, they thought it was not enough, and so they started following the ways of the Gentiles.
24节，现在国中也有娈童。
Verse 24, that there were perverted persons in the land.
那这个娈童就是其实是同性恋的，就是现在国中也盛行起这个同性恋的这种行为，那似乎好像很多人就觉得OK啊。
And they have followed the people around them, and they thought that homosexuality, this perverted persons, were okay.
表示说，他们现在在敬拜神的事情上已经不专一了。接下去，他们在生活上也容忍罪恶，这些该除掉，他们没有除，反而留下来了。
And because they did not value the word of God and the laws of the Lord, that they started to affect their lives, and they did not take any of these sins away.
那为什么会这样改变？
And why is it that they have changed so drastically?
接下去这句话说的，犹大人效法主在以色列面前所赶出外邦人，行一切可憎恶的事。And
so they had not cast out any of the Gentiles.
不是，第24节你继续读24节。Oh,
verse 24, that they did according to all the abominations of the nations which the Lord had cast out before the children of Israel.
他们效法这些在他们当中住下来的外邦人的风俗了。
And so they started doing according to all the abominations of other nations.
那包括他们敬拜偶像这个做法，包括他们不觉得说保守圣洁，照律法的生活模式这样一个方式有什么价值，他们就跟随外邦人一样呢。And
so they started following the Gentiles and how they worshipped, and also how they lived their lives in maintaining purity.
简单的说，就是让这个罪恶在这个国里面盛行了。
And so they let sin manifest in this nation.
那这些罪恶都是神眼中看为可憎恶，应该要除去的，他们现在把它留下来。
And this sin is ought to be purged out of the nation according to the Lord, but they let it stay.
那表示罗伯安他在强盛的时候，他现在眼睛看的就是不只是有神而已，他现在看到这些外邦人，他现在也想要跟着做做看。
And so in the eyes of Rehoboam, he no longer had his eyes only on God, but he had looked at other nations and thought he ought to do the same as them.
所以要立定心意来跟从神，很重要。
So having this willingness to only follow God is very important.
所以谦卑，我们现在想谦卑，就是不是只是说我们自己个人待人的这个态度而已。
And so humility is not only how we should handle ourselves before man.
而是我们会真的把神当作最重要的。
But we truly value God as the most
important. 立定心意说我要遵行神所说的。
And we have the determination in order to fully follow what God tells us to do.
不会害怕说我跟人家不一样。
And you are not scared that you are different from other people.
因为神的百姓本来就是。 不列在万民当中，是被分别出来的。
Because the people of Israel and the people of God, they are specifically separate from the people the Gentiles.
如果神告诉我们这个方式，这是我们应该有的观念，或者是神应该我们过的这个生活模式。我们如果这样做跟别人不一样，我们不可以害怕说，哎呦，跟他不一样，不好意思。
What God has told us specifically is something of importance, so we should not be ashamed that we are different than other people.
我们要 坚持地说，这个就是神所说对的方式，我就是要讨神喜悦。
And this is, we should be rooted in the fact that this is something that God wants us to do, and this is something that we can gain the acceptance of God.
不能够因为说，别人他们这样，那我现在跟他不一样，不能够被他们接受，那我很多时候我们可能就改变自己说，把自己的标准降下来说，那我应该要 跟从他们的做法、风俗。
Sometimes we might want to gain the acceptance of other people, so we might lower our standards, or we might change the way we are.
所以这个就是有时候这些转变呢是很微妙，在不知不觉当中，我们的观念被改变之后，我们就这个方向就偏了。
And so all these changes are something that we might unconsciously start to feel, and that when we are surrounded by these type of people.
那个关键点是不可以效法那个世界的。
But we cannot follow the world.
如果效法世界，接下去我们的观念改变以后，我们的做法就变了，我们的标准也变了。
We cannot be with the world because our morals will change, and therefore our actions will change.
那王一走偏，百姓都跟从他了。
And you can see here that the king, once he has strayed from God, then also the whole kingdom strays from God.
好了，那现在其实如果以箴言的角度来看，这个叫做人骄傲起来了。
And this is if we look at in Proverbs, this is what happens when someone is proud.
所以骄傲来哈，羞耻也来了。
But when pride comes, then so does destruction.
败坏之间，人心骄傲。
And the beginning of destruction is pride.
那神。他看到人这样做他不高兴。如果神所爱的人，神接下去就会管教了。
And if God sees that his people are not doing what he told them to do, then of course he will try to teach them.
所以十二章的第二节，罗伯安第五年的时候，埃及王示撒他上来攻打耶路撒冷，因为王和民得罪了神了。
So in chapter 12, verse 2, it describes how in the fifth year of King Rehoboam, then Shishak, the king of Egypt, came against Jerusalem.
得罪了神，接下去那个敌人就来。
The moment that you forsake God, then enemies come.
所以今天如果我们要得到一个平安的环境，能够不会在我们周围到处都是敌人，其实一定不可以得罪神，而且要讨神喜悦。
So in order for us to not have these enemies, in order for us to have a peaceful life, we must not transgress against God.
要讨神喜悦才会有平安的。
And only when we have gained the acceptance of God, then we will live a peaceful life.
好了，现在神把这个外敌带来了。
And because of this, because he transgressed against God, the Lord had brought enemies.
这个埃及人一来，你看他一路一从南边一直攻到了耶路撒冷来了。
And so we can see from the south, the Egyptians had come to attack the kingdom of Judah.
过去罗伯安再怎样去南边经营这些坚固城，哇，你看他花多少时间去建设，有没有？到最后神把敌人一攻来一派来的时候，他那个坚固城一个一个都倒了，根本没用。
And so Rehoboam had took so much time to find these fortified cities of Judah, but because the Lord had wanted to punish Rehoboam, it was not a challenge for the Egyptians to take over these.
所以我们注意看第十一章，他花好多精神去建设那个坚固城。到第十二章，他得罪神之后，他那个什么坚固城，根本就是那个我们现在说的豆腐渣工程，人家敌人来就把它践踏就没有了。
And so you can see in chapter 11 how Rehoboam had spent so much time to fortify these cities, but within such a short time, these cities have just become rubble.
神如果没有保守，你说再怎么坚固都没用。
If God is not with you, no matter how much you fortify anything, it doesn't matter.
人家埃及王这样一路这样子就直接攻到耶路撒冷来。
And the king of Egypt was able to very swiftly go all the way to Jerusalem.
然后第五节。
So if you look at verse
犹大的首领因为示撒就聚集在耶路撒冷，有先知示玛雅去见罗伯安和他众首领，对他们说：“神如此说。”你们离弃了我，所以我使你们落在示撒的手里。
Verse 5, then Shemaiah the prophet came to Rehoboam and the leaders of Judah who were gathered together in Jerusalem because of Shishak and said to them, Thus says the Lord, you have forsaken me and therefore I also have left you in the hands of Shishak.
你们离弃我，所以我就让你们落在那个，所以是好像他们本来是放在神的手上，现在神把他们丢下去，丢在示撒的手里了。
And the Lord says, You have forsaken me, and therefore I have left you in the hands of Shishak, as if the Lord has held onto the kingdom in his hand. He just dropped them before the hands of Shishak.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到这样的时候，这样描述的时候，我们一定要非常警惕。
And so when we listen to this type of phrasing, then we must be very careful.
我们今天能够有存活，能够有恩典，能够有平安，其实都是因为神的手把我们托住的，不要忘记。
In order for us to have peace and grace, in order for us to be blessed, is because God is holding us in His hand.
如果神把他的手拿走了，你就完了。
And the moment that God has let go and left us, then is over.
所以就掉下去了，掉在敌人的手里。你说
在敌人的掌握底下，你还有存活的机会吗？
And when we are left in the hands of the enemy, do we have any hope anymore?
那先知讲的话非常简单，你离弃神啊。
And so the words of the prophet is very simple. You have forsaken.
他没有在跟他讲什么道理。一讲之后，那个罗伯安他们马上知道。
And he did not need to elaborate anymore. And the moment he said this, Rehoboam had understood.
所以接下去第六节，王跟众首领马上自卑的说：“啊，神是公义的。”
And you can see in verse 6 that immediately the leaders of Israel and the king humbled himself and said, "The Lord is righteous."
神的公义，为什么他直接这样讲？神是公义的。
Why did they immediately say the Lord is righteous?
公义表示说神讲的话是就是。不是就不是，神说的祝福或咒诅都是真的，而且会实现的。
They say the Lord is righteous because they understand that whatever God says is right is right, and whatever God says will be blessed, then will be blessed.
错误是都是人犯的，不是神，神绝对不会有错了。
And any mistake is made by man, not by God.
所以这个时候，这个王跟这些众首领，他们现在没有去问神说：“哦，为什么是我？为什么我们今天遇到这个患难？”
And at this time, the people and the leaders of Israel and the king did not question God and say, "Why is it me? Why do I have to experience this?"
根本不用问神为什么会这样子的。
They did not need to ask God why this happened.
他们早就知道为什么了。
They understood that why this happened.
所以，当我们人如果走偏的，不愿意顺服神的法则，照神的命令去行的时候，其实我们自己心里都有数。
And so when we start following things that do not abide by God's word, then we understand it ourselves.
特别是如果我们已经学过道理的人。
Especially if we already learned God's teachings.
如果我们现在是没有学过的，不知道，所以常常说你不知道就情有可原。但是如果知道的话，情形都完全不一样。
And so that's why we say that if you did not understand it at all, then you are not at fault. But if you understand it, then it is a completely different situation.
但是我们不可以变成无知的人啊。
But we cannot be ignorant.
百姓灭亡是如果是因为无知，那就是祭司这些立位人的失职。
And if the kingdom had done this ignorantly, then it is the fault on the prophets.
所以祭司立位人本来就应该教导神的律法，让百姓都了解说神要什么，神厌恶什么。
It's the job of the Levites and the priests to teach the people on what God desires the people to do.
那可是哈，我们如果看历代志里面这一段历史，你会发现神哈，他现在要讲话的时候，都兴起先知哈，他就没有，好像那个祭司的角色都不见了。
And so if we look in Second Chronicles and the recordings, when God wants to speak to the people, he only speaks through the prophets. He doesn't really communicate through the priests.
表示说祭司他本来应该要扮演的角色没有在做了。
Which shows that the role that the priests are supposed to be playing, they don't do it anymore.
因为那个时代在至少在北国以色列哈，那些祭司基本上已经被淘汰了，耶罗波安不用的。
And so the priests that were they're dwelling in the northern kingdom, they have all left. And so Rehoboam does not use these priests.
大卫辛苦建立的这个敬拜神的这个制度哈，侍奉的制度，到了罗伯安那个时代，耶罗伯安以后，全部都废了。
And so the whole nation that David had raised up to worship God has already been destroyed by Rehoboam.
你看那个时候，大卫他设定了这些祭司立位人专职的侍奉。你有多少人在做这些教导的工作、敬拜神？整个国度哈，所罗门那个时代就非常的兴旺嘛。
And so David had already dedicated all of these different priests and these different Levites in order to worship God, and we can see that Solomon had followed suit.
那但是现在这个时候，到罗伯安这个时候，祭司的角色好像已经不在了。
But at this generation, we can see that the role of the priest is almost gone.
现在，所以神兴起。先知来讲警告。
And this is why God had raised up certain prophets in order to give words of warning.
所以我们会看到说，在这个政治上，如果是走入这个黑暗时期，你就会看到神兴起的很多的先知，充满能力跟胆量来对王跟百姓讲警告。
And so in this time of darkness, God has raised up certain prophets that are full of wisdom and full of power in order to give words of warning to the king and the people.
所以神是公义的，表示说啊，今天是犯罪的是我。
And so to say that God is righteous is to say that you are the one that have sinned.
因为有些时候我们会碰到一个事情，然后我们就会问神说，怎么是我？为什么是让我碰到了？
And so sometimes when we encounter things, we ask God and say, "Why am I the one to suffer from this?"
其实神不会做错的，神也不会选错人的啦。
But God does not choose people falsely, and then people, and He also does not let things happen without reason.
每一件事情遇到的时候都要反省。
So when we experience any situation in our lives, we ought to reflect on ourselves.
所以圣经才会说，在亨通的日子要喜乐，但是在遭难的日子要思想。
And so in times of blessing, we ought to be joyful, but in times of tribulation, we ought to reflect on ourselves.
要反省自己。
We need to reflect.
我到底有没有什么地方是要修正的
？Is there anything that I need to fix?
好，所以这个先知一讲之后，神是公义的，他们谦卑起来了。
And so the moment the prophet has spoken this, everyone had already said that the Lord is righteous.
一谦卑，这个神的怒气就转消了。
And when they had humbled themselves, and the wrath of the Lord had turned away from
或者是神的那个刑罚就变轻了。
And so the punishment that God had given them has lightened.
第七节，神见他们自卑，神的话就临到示玛雅说：“他们既然自卑，我必不灭绝他们，必使他们略得拯救。我不借着示撒的手，将我的怒气倒在耶路撒冷。”
Verse 7, now when the Lord saw that they humbled themselves, the word of the Lord came to Shemaiah, saying, They have humbled themselves, therefore I will not destroy them, but I will grant them some deliverance. My wrath shall not be poured out on Jerusalem by the hand of Shishak.
他们在这个很巨大的这个危机里面，他们一能够谦卑自己的时候，神的拯救，神的那个恩典马上临到，让他们马上知道说，其实他们这一次的危机不会灭国。
In this time of calamity, they humble themselves and they turn to God, and because of this, their calamity will not destroy their entire kingdom.
那但是神要让他们学到教训。
But God wanted them to learn this teaching.
所以第八节说，他们必做示撒的仆人，好叫他们知道服侍我跟服侍外邦人有什么区别。
Verse 8, Nevertheless, they will be his servants, and they may distinguish my service from the service of the kingdoms of the nations.
最后，他们犯罪离弃神，还是要付代价的。他们罪。一定有一个结果，这个是你跑不掉的，你一定要承受的。
So when they have committed this sin, they must have some kind of consequence, and there must be a consequence that must be paid when you sin.
但是在这个神的审判当中，神他施怜悯，让百姓可以有一条出路。
But even in this, in God's judgment, He has mercy on His people.
所以服侍神比较好。
So serving God is much better.
因为神他讲的话是带着恩典。
Because what God brings is grace.
所以当我们愿意照着去做的时候，就得福气。
So when we follow what God says, then we will gain blessings.
但是服侍外邦人可不是这样子的。
But when we serve other people, then it's not the same.
服侍外邦人是服侍这个王，你服侍他，他觉得应该的。
And when you serve other kingdoms and you serve other the Gentile kings, they think this is what you should be doing.
如果你不愿意照他的方法去做，他就责打你，说是处罚你，是应该的。
And if you don't do what they say they want to do, then they will punish you.
但是服侍神，当我们愿意照神的话去做，就得恩典，神就给我们好处啊。
But when we follow the word of God and we serve God, then we receive blessings.
那我们人如果迷糊了，现在去得罪神，神他会管教，他会让我们了解说你应该做什么改变才对。
But if we get lost and we end up not serving the Lord, then God will try to direct our path so we can learn from this.
所以在这样的苦难当中，其实也是呈现神的爱，神要人改变回头。
So even in this time when they're suffering, they are is a manifestation of God's love, so that they can change.
所以当人服侍神的时候，人会成长。
And so when they learn to serve God, then they will grow.
人会越来越认识自己是谁，然后也更认识所侍奉的对象，这位神何等宝贵。
They will understand who they are, and they will understand the servitude that they are doing to God is so precious.
好，所以埃及王这一次一来攻打之后，所罗门辛辛苦苦所累积的这些金盾牌。被掳走了，他的财富也空了。
And so when the Egyptians have come here, then all of the riches that Solomon had accumulated has been stolen.
现在罗伯安只能用铜盾牌去代替金盾牌了。
And so it's only when King Rehoboam can only make bronze shields in their place.
从金的变成铜的，那价值差很多了。
So these gold shields that Solomon had made to these bronze shields, we can see that is a very different. There's a difference in value.
这个就是当人骄傲起来，人自以为很行的时候，得罪神之后的结果。
And this is the consequence of the people who think of themselves very highly.
那第十二节说，神王自卑的时候，神的怒气就转消。
Verse 12 mentions how when he humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him.
所以今天我们如果真的愿意在神面前得蒙喜悦，那我们也愿意得福气。谦卑是一个最基本的条件。
So having humility is the most basic requirement in order for God to bless us.
那这个 他王一自卑，神怒气转消之后，他们其实接下去就得到舒缓的一个空间，他们可以重新再整顿起来的。
And so the moment that the king humbled himself, the wrath of the Lord turned from him, and he had time in order for him to strengthen the kingdom again.
如果没有神保守，那个埃及王这一次来可能就把他们灭了嘛，国家就毁了。
If it were not for God's protection, then this entire kingdom could be destroyed in one swift motion by the kingdom of Egypt.
但是现在王他愿意谦卑起来。
But it's because the king is willing to humble himself.
神就没有让他被灭尽。
So the kingdom was not destroyed.
然后现在犹大当中也有一些好的事情在进行继续的。
And then the kingdom of Judah has experienced some good things later on.
表示说神的恩典在继续的跟随他们。
And so that shows that the grace of God has continued to follow this kingdom.
那在这个时候，圣经十三节说，罗伯安就自强，在耶路撒冷作王。
And so afterwards, it describes how the king had become strong.
那表示说，他现在知道说，其实应该是要靠神才能够得到建立，能够有平安呢。
It's to show that he's in order for the kingdom to become strong and for them to have peace, they must rely on the Lord.
那所以他是从挫败当中，他现在知道说他应该要怎么样得到力量了。
And so it shows that he, from this point, he understood what his mistake was, and he's able to fix it.
力量一定要从愿意顺服神的道而来。
Strength comes from being willing to submit to God.
力量不是因为去学习外邦人的风俗，或者是去表现自己有多行，然后自我膨胀。
You cannot strengthen yourself by looking at what other people are doing and follow their ways.
没有神，什么都没有。
Without God, you have nothing.
那所以现在罗伯安的一生呢，在历代志下里面到第十二章的时候就要结束了。
And so all the recordings of Rehoboam is concluded in 2 Chronicles chapter 12.
但是到第十四节，罗伯安他一生历代志作者的结论就是十四节说行恶，而且不立定心意寻求神的王。
And it mentions in verse 14 in chapter 12 that he did evil because he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
当我们没有立定心意去寻求神，或者是去遵守神的道的时候，最后结局很有可能就是变成一个行恶的人。
If we do not prepare our heart to seek the Lord or to seek His word, then our ending might be the same as him in that we do evil.
所以行恶这个恶，其实就是偏离了神的义。
And to do evil is just simply to be away from God's righteousness.
没有照神所要求去完成而已。
That we do not do what God told us to do.
哦，那大卫他一生最后神是说他行神眼中看为正为善的事。
And so the conclusion of King David is that he was a righteous man.
他行善，表示说他很在意神所说的话。
And that he really valued what God told him to do.
然后他愿意照着去做。
And that he's willing to do it to its fullest.
那如果反过来像罗伯安这里，他说他不立定心意要寻求神。
And, but in comparison to Rehoboam's conclusion that he did not prepare his heart to seek the Lord.
他只是想，他在他的一生当中，有些时候他会想要靠神，但是有些时候并没有。
Within his life, there are some moments where he would want to rely on the Lord, and other times where he didn't.
所以他心意不坚定。
So he was not very set on his heart.
等一下要效法外邦人。
In one moment, he will follow the Gentiles.
特别是当他自己强盛的时候，以为这些力量、这些丰富是他自己争取来的。
Especially in the moments where his kingdom was strong, because he thought all of this was because he himself was strong.
那这个时候，也就是他接下去要离弃神的开始了。
And this is the beginning of when he started to forsake the word of God.
所以圣经他留下这个记录，我们要引以为戒。
And so we must learn from all these recordings.
那立定心意，表示说我们今天不会害怕跟这个世界不一样。
And to prepare our heart is to be prepared that we will not be afraid of what the world brings us.
那这个也表示说我们在神面前的谦卑。
And it also shows the humility that we should have before God.
其实我们今天如果有留意弟兄姐妹所经历的一些体验啊、见证啊，我们就发现没有神，我们可能什么都没有。
And if we were to listen to just the testimonies and the experiences of many of the brothers and sisters, we can have this idea that without God, we are nothing.
我们现在弟兄姐妹，你觉得说你最希望跟什么样的人同行？
And so I want to ask you all that what type of what do you want to be with?
我们会想要跟什么样做朋友？
Who do we want to be friends with?
啊，那我们有没有想到说神到底要什么？
And we should wonder what does God want from us?
在弥迦书六章第八节，我们常常在读的。
And there's a famous verse in Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
弥迦书六章的第八节。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
世人啊，神指示你何为善，就是什么是神要的好的，他要向你所要是什么，只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God.
好，这里说要存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And here it describes to humbly walk humbly with your God.
表示说要很在意神所说的话。
So we must really value what God tells us to do.
对我们今天来说，其实我们就是要行在神的话语里面。
So we must be walking in the truth in the word of God.
与神同行，现在神把他要他的心意向我们表明，他把他的道理都给我们写在圣经里面。
And God has already written all of his desires for what we want, what he wants us to do and all his commandments in the Bible.
我们如果愿意遵行的时候，神的保守恩典平安就来到。
If we were to follow what God has told us to do, then the protection and blessing will follow.
哎，小弟去欧洲的时候，听到一个美好的见证。
When I went to Europe, I heard a beautiful testimony.
我们今天很多人在海外生活，其实都很努力哈，啊，花时间去赚钱，然后累积财富，希望能够对将来哈，不管你是生活啊、退休啊，都有一个保障。很多人都很害怕，如果没有钱怎么过日子。
So in overseas, a lot of people are working quite hard, and that they're very worried of whether or not they will have money.
有些人哦也害怕把那个钱存在银行啊，很多人把那个现金就存在家里。
And so they're quite fearful of depositing any money in the bank, so they keep it in their homes.
啊，因为你放在银行里面，政府就会知道你赚多少钱。
So because if you put any money in the bank, then the government knows how much money you
have. 反正他们有很多顾虑啊，很多人就把钱放在家里。
And so people have their reservations against depositing any money in the bank.
这个就变成中国人的标志，人家看到中国人就知道他家有钱。
And this is a demonstration of Chinese people whether or not they have money.
其实，我们有时候想一想，钱放在家里，其实也真的是不安全。
But if you have any money, if you have any money in your house, then it's actually quite dangerous.
我们有一个弟兄，他家里面四个人都在赚钱。
And so we have one brother that had all members of his family were making money.
那有一天哈，因为他们其实，在生活当中哈，已经被那个窃劫一个盯上了，他不知道了。
And so they.
有那个闯空门人已经盯上了他们的家了。
And so there's another person that had already set a target on their house.
啊，那就是观察他们的作息。
And so they were observing and examining the ways that they live their lives.
知道你什么时候人不在家，什么时候人回来吗？可以跟你记录啊。
They were recording whether these people would leave, when the house would be empty.
我们什么时候上班，我们什么时候下班，我们什么时候休假，人家可能都跟你记录了嘛。
People already analyzing when they get off of work, when they go to work, and when they go on vacation.
那一天，我们这位弟兄休假。
And so at that time, this one brother he was taking a break.
那他休假的时候，他通常都会去办一些事情，进进出出。
And during this time off, he often is running errands.
结果他就一个时间出去外面运动，就差不多一个多小时的空档而已。
And so he went to go exercise for only about an hour.
那本来他去运动完之后，他都要到他的儿女的店里面去看一看。
And after he exercises, then he might go to his children's store and to look around.
那一天他运动完之后就有感动说，啊，今天不要去了，今天就直接回家去好了。
But then he was moved to not stop by his children's store, instead go back home.
所以他只有出门差不多一个半小时而已。
He only left his house for about an hour and a half.
等到他回到家的时候。
And by the time he had returned home.
他才发现说他遭小偷。
That he realized that someone had burgled him.
他的三道锁的门哦，被窃劫用那个工具把它破坏。
And all the locks in his house have been picked.
结果他的家就被闯进去了。
And so of course there were intruders in his house.
那一进去以后，这个是非常有经验的那个小偷， 他把他家全部都把他翻遍了。
And so this thief was very experienced, and they have completely turned over his entire house.
表示说，你有在可能什么地方会藏财物的，他都给你找过。
Which is to say that in any place that you can even think about hiding any of your wealth, then they have taken.
他进去房子看到这个景象的时候，差点昏倒了。
And when he saw this condition of his house, then he almost fainted.
然后，那也是他刚好进来的时候，那个贼刚走。
And the moment that he had come in is the moment that the thief had escaped.
可能是那个窃贼已经知道说他大概会多少时间会回家那种感觉。
And this is to say that the thief already knew that what time this person would return home.
那结果那个贼已经走了。
And at that time, the thief had already left.
但他的家已经被翻得根本就没有办法想象了。
And his entire house had been taken from him.
那他一进到家，他马上到他认为他最重要的地方去看。
And so when he entered his house, he thought of looking for the most important area.
啊，他就感谢主。
And he thanked God.
因为窃贼刚好翻到他那个最重要的地方，他没有继续做下去，他走掉了。
And at the time the person had come to the most important area of his house, then they left.
如果他再晚五分钟、十分钟回来。
And if he were to be, if he were to arrive maybe 5 or 10 minutes a little bit later,
他那个真的放他的财物的那个地方就被找到了。
The place where he hid all of his most of his wealth would be found.
所以他最重要最多财物的地方，那个窃贼没有找。
And the place that had the most concentrated the most concentrated wealth where he hid it, the thief did not find.
然后他接下去。就家人就回来就开始检查。
And the moment his family members have returned, then they started to examine the situation.
是有一些损失，但是损失不大。
There were a few losses, but the loss wasn't that great.
但是更感谢神的是，神特别把他们本来要奉献十分之一，要奉献给神的这些财物哈，放在分别的那个信封里面哈，要奉献给神的钱哈都没有被拿走，都留着。
And is to say, and then they realized that the money that they were going to offer to God, the 10% that they were going to offer to the church inside of that was separate, it was not stolen.
有些他们自己的财物就被拿走了。
A lot of their own possessions were taken away.
但是说要奉献给神的都留着了。
But what they dedicated to give to God had not been taken away.
其实那个都很明显的，但是他们那个小偷都没看到，没有拿走。
It was actually in a quite, it was in a very obvious place, but then the thief did not take it.
真的是神保守了。
And this is something that God has specifically protected.
然后神把他，在这个急难当中，保守了他这个最宝贵的地方没有被找到。
And God had also protected them from revealing this very the most precious area where they had most of their money in.
这件事情让他们突然醒悟了。
And so this had woken them.
其实这个家庭拼命赚钱到有时候都忽略了安息日。
That this family has had their eyes set on earning money that they oftentimes would forget about the Sabbath.
那个心哦就被这个世界哦那个潮流吸引住了。
And that this heart had been attracted to the ways of the world.
让他们醒悟了。
And so this awoke they had.
同时感谢主。
And that they had to return and thank God.
因为神保守。
Because God had protected them.
所以他所努力的没有白费。
So that all of what they've worked towards has not been all in vain.
那另外看到了，哦，原来他把那些钱呢、哦、分别出来要奉献给神了、哦，哎，神就保守，没有不会损失了。
And they had learned also that the money that they had set apart to give to God that it was not wasted.
所以今天如果不是神看顾我们呢、哦，你说人你再怎么样努力，其实最后可能也什么都没有。
So if we can see if God is not the one to protect us and watch over us, then we would end up with nothing.
我们人要谦卑，懂得说，其实我们今天所用的一切，如果不是神保守，我们不会拥有，也不会保留。
And so it's to say that we have to humble our hearts and understand that without God, then we will not be protected.
所以在诗篇127篇这样写。
It's mentioned in Psalm chapter
127篇。
127.
第一节。
Verse 1,
若不是神建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力；若不是神看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。
Psalm 127 verse 1, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
若不是，表示说我们要承认是，只有当神建造、当神看守的时候，我们才会拥有，我们才能够保留。
It is only when the Lord builds the house, then those who build it, they will not labor in vain.
我们再最后看西番雅书第二章。
Let's look at Zephaniah.
西番雅书第二章。
Zephaniah.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
来读第三节。
Chapter 2, verse 3.
西番雅书二章三节。
Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3.
世上遵守神典章的谦卑人啊，你们应都当寻求主，当寻求公义谦卑，或者在神发怒的日子可以隐藏起来。
Verse 3, seek the Lord, all you meek of the earth, who have upheld his justice. Seek righteousness, seek humility. It may be that you will be hidden in the day of the Lord's anger.
我们要成为谦卑人，愿意来遵守神的律法，他的命令。
So we must be humble and we must follow the law of the Lord and what God requires of us.
寻求神表示说我们愿意照着他所说的话去做。
And so we must seek righteousness, which is seeking and to seek the Lord, which means we must do what He tells us to do.
寻求公义谦卑。
We must seek righteousness, seek humility.
那么在危险的时候，我们就被神保隐藏，被神保守。
And so in times of danger, we can be protected and we will be hidden by God.
神的道路最美。
And God's way is so beautiful.
神的道，他会赐给我们生命。
And it's only through God's way we will receive life.
让我们来走在神的道上。
And so may we continue to walk in the way of the Lord.
谦卑的跟神同行。
And that we will continue to walk humbly with the Lord.
唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
402首。
402.